Blog Talk Radio.
Hot damn, it's another week!
Oh,
Blog Talk Radio.
Jeff, Karen, Kat, are you ready for this one?
U-C-R.
Go.
We're saying what we want, give it to you non-stop. Any place, anytime, not afraid to speak our mind. Let's just go everywhere, we never gonna settle. Unstoppable, original, uncensored radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Uncensored Radio. It's me, Karen Ashley, and, you know, tonight we have got my dynamic duo partner, Mr. Jeffrey Emmett. How are you, Jeffrey?
Who? Who are you talking
you.
About?
You're
me.
My dynamic duo. Yeah.
Oh,
you.
That's right. It is me. You know, sometimes I just get a little forgetful. It happens
are you
here.
Drunk?
No, I'm not drunk. It's just been kind of a crazy weekend.
Yeah, it has. And, of course, we've got our producer, the number one, the fabulous, the infamous, James, Mr. Lift, who has his new show debuting this Friday, so you better tune in. James, how are you?
I'm good. I don't think I deserve all that, but damn, I'll take
it. You know, hey, I'm in a generous mood. I'm in a very generous mood.
Well,
I'm very excited today. Yeah, I'm a very excited person today. I am. I had a crazy weekend, crazy day, and you know how it is for me. It's never a dull moment. But I'm very excited to be on Uncensored Radio, and I'm just excited to talk to you guys.
You should be.
I should.
You were just so modest. You were just so,
he is.
So humble.
Yeah,
hey,
he got in the
so
modest
simple.
Line like 8 times when God was handing out modesty.
It's not my fault I'm loved. I mean,
I know. You are loved. That part is true.
I mean,
you're pretty cute and cuddly.
Jeffrey.
Uh-huh, that's Jeffrey. He's our Jeffrey.
I don't want to be pretty cute and cuddly. Oh, that's not cute.
Why?
Just
you
want
to be pretty hot and tempty?
Yeah. I'll be
okay.
There again. I'm working on it. I went walking today twice. A little crazy.
Awesome.
Beautiful day.
Awesome.
Ate fruit and my little shake, mm-hmm. my little shake this morning. So Mama's
okay.
Working on it. So we'll see about the conventions in August if I'm a little thinner. And then I'm going to be mad because I'm not going to have nothing to wear.
I'm going to have to buy you some Daisy Duke shorts so you can bust those out.
No. Mama got varicose veins. Can't be doing no Daisy Dukes. No.
What about a pink Power Ranger suit? You want to wear some pink spandex?
If I'm skinny enough and I can get a spank that it looks like I'm just curvy, I'd do it once. Once. But I'm telling you, it's going to happen once for 3 minutes. I'm getting the suit on, posing. You get one shot to take a photo, and we're done. And it is the only time I will ever put anything on my body that is remotely mm-hmm. related to the Power
Once
Rangers.
You go
I'm sorry.
Spandex, you can't go back. I'm just saying.
Bull.
I'll give you a spank, all right.
I bet you will.
We'll spank Thank that little well. pink Ranger meat, all right.
Well, you know.
You know, it's killing me, though. There's so much for us to talk about instead of Pink Ranger meat, because I can't really handle it right now.
I know.
In, like, just over 10 minutes, my friend Cindy is going to be coming on the show, Cindy Bishop.
Yes.
And we're going to, it's very sad, we're going to be talking about her sister, who was brutally murdered. She's beaten and stabbed to death in 82, and they are trying to let her killer go free. And I kind of read this. Yeah, she posted something on my Facebook page, not knowing that this was going on. So I've kind of jumped on the bandwagon, and I want them to help them as much as we can. And really, the fact is that as many listeners as we have, we can easily
mm-hmm.
make a difference. I've been posting all weekend the link to their Facebook page, which, James, if you could get it up in the chat room throughout the show, that would be great. All you need to do is like this Facebook page so they can take that to the DA and the parole board and say, look, we have, you know, 1,000 likes on this page. And then they even gave out links that it only takes 2 to 3 minutes to fill out this little quick form. They actually have a little thing that you can copy and paste into the box that you can send to the parole board. And it's
right.
safe. You don't have to worry. And like one of the things my friend thought of was that people were worried that this guy would see this stuff. He's not gonna. You're going to be fine. You're going to be safe. It's all kept under wraps. And at the end of the day, what's more important? Being afraid to like a Facebook page or to let a killer run free on the streets? Who has a prior
right.
history? Like, this was a premeditated, cold-blooded murder. There's no way
right.
around it. So it's very near
right.
and dear to my heart. So I can't wait to have her on.
Mine too.
But for the next 10 minutes, let's try to get crazy and not get too serious. And I have to
yeah.
tell you, I'm watching
yes.
the Nurse's Ball. Mary, are you watching the Nurse's Ball in Gemma Hospital?
No, I haven't seen it, but I'm going to watch it. I'm going to watch it. You know I am. I've got it, like, I got it already ready for me to watch. I've got so much TV I have to catch up on. I didn't watch Scandal last week. I've got to watch the Nurse's Ball. I've got to watch Dallas, which I have yet to see last week's episode, and I got to watch
Ooh,
tonight's episode.
I just watched
so.
It. Ooh, my mother wanted me to cancel the show tonight. Because it was a two-hour thing, and it was so good. And I'm telling you, if Cindy wasn't on, I totally would have been like, I've got the plague or something.
Yeah, see how he lies? But you know what? You said you wanted it to get crazy. I know a way we can get crazy real fast. We can get crazy telling these people about this contest that we have going on. We've got this amazing picture that I signed, David Yost signed, Jason David Frank, Catherine Sutherland, I think Walter signed it. Like, you cannot
Everybody.
Get that many signatures from that many Power Rangers on one page without spending a fortune. This picture is going to be yours for free. So, with that being said, you can own this picture, but you have to answer a few questions. We've had a trivia contest going on all week, and Miss Catherine Sutherland will be here on Wednesday, and she's going to, we're going to take calls, we're going to get these questions answered, and she's going to award this picture to somebody. So, Jamesy, can you run down the questions? Because each day you have to answer a question from a show. So you have to listen to old episodes, you've got to figure out what the clue is telling you. And then on Wednesday, you'll call in, say hey to Catherine, answer the questions, win the picture. Real simple, right?
Right.
Probably
okay.
not that simple, but yes.
Very simple. Right. So, James, what was Wednesday's question? We started on Wednesday. We started on Tuesday. But we
yeah.
asked the first question Wednesday, which had to do with Tuesday's show. What was the first question?
The first question was what did our guest Holly Chanel do in the audience to get the producer's attention of the Rosie Show to become the official announcer?
Right. And you can find that answer on Tuesday's show. Tuesday of last week, you can listen on demand. You can find that answer. So then, what was question number two?
Oh, I don't even
question
know that.
Was what did Karen give David Yost for Christmas?
Yes. You can find the answer to that question on last week's show, Wednesday. It was on Wednesday. So listen on demand. Wednesday, you can find that
okay.
out.
Okay. I was there.
Three.
I don't even know the answer to this question. I need to go
exactly.
back and listen to it.
You got to go back and listen. Question number three, what was that?
What game did Lucille Ball like to play all the time when she was at home?
Perfect. You can listen to Thursday's episode and get the answer to that question. Now, question number four.
Question number four is from Friday's show when they put me through the ringer. the question is, what is one of the two secrets that I revealed during Friday's show?
Yes. Okay. So those are the four questions we have so far. Obviously, today, you've got to pay attention to this show because tomorrow we'll have the fifth question. And I think that is, you're going to have six questions total. So we got two more questions that are coming. Tomorrow's question, and then we'll have Tuesday's question. And, hey, I'm telling you, this picture, honestly, is worth a lot of money. I would want it if I were a Power Ranger collector fan. You know, collector. It is worth every ounce of gold. So be sure and listen to the past episodes. Get these questions answered, and you shall win. Yay!
That's true. And, I mean, it's a great photo. I'll make sure that I take a photo of it so we can put it up so people can see what they're getting.
Yes.
You know,
maybe that'll get more people to enter the contest.
I love that Jennifer is, like, in the chat room putting all the answers in there. She's answering
it. Don't put the answer, Jennifer. Don't put the answer. You don't want anybody else to win that picture.
Oh, no. Like, they're all cheating. See, this is how bad on us. We should have never told them the questions ahead of time.
Yeah. Oh, God.
That would have been hard, though, because, like you said, you listened. You were hosting on the David Show, and you couldn't even remember what I gave him for Christmas.
No.
Don't
yeah, but you have to realize,
answers.
Like, what I always get yelled at about this show is I don't remember. Like, people, like, a message on Facebook and be like, oh, I called in, and I'm like, yeah, I got nothing. Or, yeah, do you remember that? No, I don't remember. Like, all the shows blend together. It's been, like, 2 years. What?
Mm-hmm.
How many days? How? I mean, how many shows you think we did in 2 years?
A million. I've been here a little over a year, and, I mean, it's like, well, 2 years for me will be, what, August? And,
yeah.
I mean, it's all a blur. It is all a blur. Sometimes I'll listen to old episodes, and I'm like, I can't even remember hosting that show. What did you say, James?
I can't believe I've been working for y'all for a year.
Yes. I'm telling you, you were the first intern to actually stick around. We had, like, an interview prior to you coming on board. So that's why you are the fabulous, the wonderful, the infamous. You actually deserve all those adjectives.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here. Honestly, this is by far one of the coolest things I've ever gotten to do. So, and being able to go with you guys to New York and go with y'all to Lexington and the conventions that are coming up in August, like,
mm-hmm.
I never would have imagined being able to travel as much as I am. As much
mm-hmm.
as I'm going to be in that hall. And so it's just, it's really cool, and I really enjoy it. And I love you guys, and y'all are the best bitches ever.
Aw, we love you too. I mean, we seriously do. I mean, I will say this. James is one of those people that he takes care of so many things. Things we tell him to, and what blows our mind are the things that we don't tell him to take care of, and he just takes care of it. Like, it's just clockwork. So, we're very happy. Very, very happy proud parents of our first uncensored baby.
And we have to give out
a man.
A shout out to Miss Jennifer Mahalan, who has been listening since Leah Remy, but then apparently she just said that she's gone back and listened to the first episodes, which is frankly a little concerning to me because it was bad. It was real bad. So she's been our longest listener that is here every night. And when she's not, like, I think there's been like once or twice she said to listen on demand because she was in, like, you know, a hurricane or tornado or earthquake or something.
Or like she had a life.
The poor girl. Yeah, so it's
poor
been crazy.
Girl.
But, you know, it's that time. Cindy is on the line waiting for us. So
yes.
I say let's jump right into this. Hello, Cindy.
Hi, Jeff.
How are you?
Can you hear me?
Yep, we can hear you.
I'm okay. I'm tired, but I'm okay.
I can imagine. Okay, so for all of our listeners, this is my friend Cindy, whose sister was basically beaten and stabbed to death, and she's going to tell us a little bit about it and how you can make a difference. So,
well,
Cindy, if you just want to tell everybody, you know, kind of the as much as you want to.
Okay. Well, my sister was murdered on August 5th, 1982, by a man named Howard Marnell. He was already on probation at the time that he murdered my sister, for attempting to abduct and accost a woman in a store parking lot just like 8 months earlier.
Wow.
And he had prior convictions that were sealed because he was under 18 at the time. And he was 20 years old when he ended up murdering my sister. So he has a pattern of violence towards women and attacking women. And he attacked her with the intent of making sexual advances at her, which, you know, he knew she would deny. So he came prepared with a large hunting knife, and he brutally beat her. And
it's not a pocket knife, to which I've read in one of the reports that he was trying to say it was a knife that was in his pocket, and this is not a knife that you just leave in your pocket.
No, this is a large hunting knife with a large hunting sheath that you would wear on the side of your pants.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Is there any information as to how someone like him even becomes a person like him? Because this, I mean, when Jeff was telling me the story, I got chills. Like, I was like, oh my gosh, who's this crazy? I mean, who gets this crazy that does something this horrific? In the case or when they were, you know, obviously convicting him, was there anything that came up in court that shed some light as to how he became this monster?
Well, I think they showed a pattern in this progression of crime from,
mm-hmm.
you know, the time he was very young to right up through till he did the ultimate crime.
Mm-hmm.
He definitely showed patterns of crime progression and violent progression.
Right.
And, you know, it was a case of the system not working.
Right.
It was, you know... He should have had more than probation for trying to abduct that woman in the parking lot at a suburban store.
Right.
She was too afraid, according to the district attorney, to testify against him in court. She was scared to death of this man.
Oh, my gosh.
What he's capable of. And he had her name and her address. And so she didn't want to testify against him.
Right.
So that led them... give him a, you know, reduced sentence that he would plead to.
Right.
And he did some community service, and the man was married to another one of my sisters and had everyone believing it was he had taken something from a vehicle that he wasn't supposed to, through
mm-hmm.
work or something. So he was,
right.
like, getting... a slap on the hand for this minor theft, and it turns out that, you know, that wasn't the case at all. But the man
right.
was, you know, he lived a double life. He could be anybody he needed to be in the presence of whoever he was in.
Wow.
After he committed this terrible murder for my sister,
mm-hmm.
you know, he had cut his own hand, put the knife through his own hand while he was stabbing her and fighting her. And so while she lay dying in the house, he went in the bathroom, washed his hand up, he wrapped it in one of her monogrammed wedding towels, because it was her one-year wedding anniversary that weekend, and, you know, bandaged himself all up, he made sure the phone lines were cut, and out he went, took himself to the hospital, claimed it under workers' comp, went home. You know, took his bloody clothes because he was a mess from the murder scene, was very brutal, and rolled them up in a bag and shoved them in the back of a hidden area of the house. He
uh-huh.
and he, you know, moved the things in the garage so he could put the car in the garage. So when the police called or came, they would be driving my sister's car instead of his. And he proceeded to shower, go out shopping with my sister, have breakfast, have lunch, do all of these normal things until the police called because she was found.
Wow. And
then he sat with us all. They didn't actually formally arrest him until, like, it was after midnight. So that entire day, the police had called all of us and had us meet at my aunt's house right down the road from the murder scene and questioned us all. And he was right there with us. And he was talking to the police about how he hurt his hand at work. He was, you know, nonchalant. He was calm. He was cool. He was collected. He was, he had his face covered, he felt. On the way to the hospital, he threw the towel, bloody towels out the window. He threw the knife out the window. Some kids found it playing a day later, covered in blood, and they turned it into their mother, who called the police.
Oh, my God.
So then they walked the streets from my sister's house to community hospital, and they found the towels. They found all this evidence that he had thrown out the window on the way to the hospital. Along the way. So, you know, they had ample evidence against him in the long run.
So where we are right now is that he basically was sentenced to, what, 30 years of prison?
No, actually, he was given the minimum sentence. Judge Cunningham at the time gave him, it was October, and the November election year was up, and he needed his docket cleared, and he said he didn't care what it took. He gave the man the minimum sentence to make the case go away to clear his docket.
Wow.
He didn't even take into consideration our point of view or what we wanted as a family. He thought he was saving the taxpayers a lot of money. He got an easy confession and said, you know what, we can just keep him in by denying his parole. We'll just give him this 15 to life, and he'll be content with it, and all is done. And the DA assured us it would keep him in until he was too old to hurt anyone else.
Right.
And I'm not sure that
he's up to be released, correct?
Pardon me?
I just want the audience, because in case they haven't read the articles we've been putting on our Facebook wall, he's basically up for release at this point, and this is what we're trying to block, this is what we're trying to stop.
Exactly. He is walking out the door on the 16th of April. He is being released to Onondaga County, because they released him to where the crime occurred, to Onondaga County on the 16th of April.
Wow.
And, you know, I have no doubt his own family, his own brothers, his own family is fearful of him getting out, let alone my family, who he has connections with. He had a daughter and a son with my sister prior to doing this crime. You know, we all thought he was this together kind of person because he could live these two lives, but he has this horrible rage that when it flares up, he attacks women.
Right.
And that's not something you can change. It's like a Jeffrey Dahmer. He cloaks himself like a chameleon.
So what
I think is the most...
Oh, go ahead, Jeffrey. I'm sorry.
No, I just, I really want to point out, like, you know, again, I think one of the most scariest things about this is that he could do something like this and then go sit with you guys. If that does not say everything that you need to know about what this man is capable of, for somebody to go sit with the family members and his wife, whose sister he just murdered, like, that's not somebody that has any remorse at all in their body.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to
So what can our listeners do? What can they do to help your family help, you know, obviously honor your sister's memory by helping this? What can we do to keep this guy in jail? Like, what do they need to do?
Well, what we need is to make a big enough public outcry that they will reverse his parole decision. It doesn't happen very often, but it has happened on a few occasions. To get that done, we need letters. We need, you know, our face. We have a Facebook page up called Support Sandra Ulrich and Family.
And it's in the chat room right now. So if you're listening and you're in the chat room, the link is up. If you're just listening online, the link is in our little box where it tells you all about our show. You can click on that link. You can go there. It's on our Facebook page. It's on our Twitter. It's on all of our personal pages. So please go click that link and like the page and share it with your friends.
Yes, please.
That's right. And on that page we have quick links to letters to the Commissioner of Parole, quick links to letters to the governor. You will also find on there the letter that District Attorney Fitzpatrick sent to the parole board himself, which is gets pretty explicit into the nature of the crime and how brutal it was.
Right.
And, you know, I think when people read that, I think they have to make that decision. Are they more afraid of this man being their neighbor, or do they want to take 5 minutes and send this quick link that we have set up out to the district attorney, out to the governor, out to the commissioner of corrections to keep him in?
Right.
His own family has gone on television. We've been on News Channel 3. We've been on Channel 5. We are airing on Channel 9 tomorrow night. You know, to get this out, we've been on 104.7, various other radio stations. And
right.
We're trying to get as much public outrage out there as we can to make them reverse this decision.
Right.
We have been asked if, you know, this is more of like of a revenge thing, wanting to keep him in this long. But it has nothing to do with that. This has to do with the fact that I have a daughter, that I have friends that have daughters, that I have a niece that has daughters and sisters. And it has to do with what we lived with and what we lived through and not wanting someone else to do it. We just had that horrible murder in Cicero of that woman. The guy cut his ankle bracelet off and murdered her. And this is the kind of guy that will do that. He will take that opportunity to attack when he can.
Wow.
Right. And if nothing else, his actions alone show that, and if anybody has studied psychology, they're going to know that somebody like this does not change. 30 years being locked up is not going to make a difference to this man. He's only, what, 52? Like, he is still able, I don't even think at 82 that would be okay to let him out, because people like that don't change. They will find a way. That's what they thrive off of.
Right.
It's disgusting.
Yeah. Well, you know what I want you to do? I would love for you to tell us about your sister. Because so many times we hear about the person who commits the crime, and, you know, I want to know about the person, you know, who unfortunately is no longer with us. And I think by people knowing a little bit about her will help people relate. Like you said, if you've got a sister, if you've got a daughter, if you have a niece, I mean, it's just a crime. This man has committed multiple crimes against women. And I think having a little bit of backstory just about her can maybe possibly, you know, get people to just, if you're afraid to do it, maybe knowing a little bit about what who she was and what we've lost, you know, may help them get over that fear. If you don't mind talking a little bit about her.
No, that's fine. No, she was actually, she was one of those kids that you would call a goody two-shoes in school. You know, she never smoked a cigarette, never tried one. She never had a desire to take a drink of any kind. You know, she was, even through high school and graduating high school, she was just that kind of innocent, you know. And it was, she thought everyone deserved kindness. And she was the kind of person that would be such a good listener. If you needed a friend, you know, she was so gentle-spirited, and she loved to paint and draw. She was an artist, and she did beautiful work. She had pictures hung in museums in New York and in the Everson. She won numerous scholastic awards in school for it, for her art, and she married her high school sweetheart. And they bought a house together, and they didn't even move in until after their wedding.
Oh,
and so it just goes to reflect what kind of woman in character she had.
Right.
You know, this was. She, they bought this small house, got it all set, had their wedding, had their honeymoon. They moved into this house. Their 1 year wedding anniversary, their car wasn't working so great because they're a young couple starting out. And
mm-hmm.
I was her maid of honor, and we were very close. So I drove them. We spent the weekend at Darien Lake, which is like a amusement park out here in New York that had opened up. It was like the latest new theme park to go to. But we were kids, and that was fun, you know, that's what we did.
Right, but right.
That was her kind of indulgence, you know. It was, that was her crazy wild thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
She was just,
go to Darien Lake and ride the roller coasters.
Yeah. You know,
wow.
And, you know, she had so many people that just kept commenting to us about how kind and sweet she was. They just couldn't imagine it because she
right.
was really kind of angelic in that way. You know, she
right.
didn't have any fights or issues or you know, she was more the person that walked through the halls that nobody noticed. But
mm-hmm.
was the sweetest could be, you know.
Right. Wow.
So.
She sounds like a beautiful, beautiful person, and I know she was, and I know she's missed. And if you're listening, you guys know we're not a local show. We are a national show. We've got listeners, over 100,000 listeners, and we have got people from Australia to, you know, my backyard. So needless to say, if you have been if you have it on your heart to do something good this month, this week, this moment, please go on that Facebook page, like that page, go to the quick link. Please click on that quick link so that you can, you know, get your signature, your support to, like she said, the district attorney, the parole board, everybody. They need to not let this man out. We need a miracle.
A minute. It only takes a minute.
We need a miracle.
Truly. Only takes a minute of your time. And this guy is said to be released April 16th. I mean, we're running out of time.
We need a miracle. We need a miracle. And I know our fans are amazing, and they have come through for us so many times. So if you feel it on your heart, do it. It's the right thing to do.
Yes.
And it's easy as going and liking a Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Right. We need more. Yep. Our Facebook page counter, for some reason, isn't showing correct numbers. We're not sure why. But when we go in and we look at the list of people who liked it, it's greater than the number that it shows on the likes. We're not sure what's going on with that. But
how weird.
Hmm.
But
you know what, though? Just please show your support. Tell your friends about it. It doesn't stop here. Tell everyone you know. I've seen you guys rally for things that are far less important. Maybe it's important to us at that moment, but this is, I mean, this is beyond. Like I said, when Jeffrey was telling me the story, it gave me chills. And I just feel like that is God's way of saying, you got to do something. You guys have got to say something, do something. And I hope that we're able to help you. I really do.
So and truly, I mean,
testing on Wednesday morning in front of the Capitol building in Albany.
Mm-hmm.
So if anybody wants to come out and join us, so far we've got about 35 people that are coming. Join us if you're in the Albany area and you want to stop by and grab a shirt or grab a flyer and, you know, take a few trips around the Capitol building with us. Feel free. We are welcoming anybody we can. We're also
mm-hmm.
thinking about doing it in downtown Syracuse at the parole board there because the three people on the parole board, two of the three voted yes, which is why he's getting out. They reside
at the parole board. I think you absolutely
should.
So, yeah, you should.
So we're going to be making a stance that way because they will not see us in person. He is allowed to face the parole board in person, but we are not allowed to oppose him in person to the parole board. That's another
wow.
one of those glitches. So
right.
if people want to show their support that way, since they won't give us a face-to-face meeting with them, then that would be great.
Mm-hmm.
So Wednesday, Albany will be there with bells on, and that'll be during the day. We plan on arriving there about 10 and staying there till about 4:30 when the building closes.
Right.
So.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show.
But like our page,
we will continue to spread the word.
Yes, put the letters out.
Go ahead.
That's it.
Yeah, make sure.
Put those letters out. We need them. This guy is going to be our neighbor. He is going to be, he's going to be there when somebody walks out the mall door. He's going to be there when somebody, you know, closes up a shop at night, or their kids are walking around, you know, the college campus or whatever. I mean, it's just a matter of time.
Right. It's not a matter of if. It's a matter of when.
Right.
This guy is definitely a danger to society. And frankly, I don't want him as my neighbor. And I don't want to see him released because he's dangerous. And we don't need to lose another sister, a cousin, an aunt. Like, it's just crazy. And the fact that this has even been considered just kind of makes me sad to say that I'm from this area, because it should have never even been a question. This man needs to be locked up.
With no parole. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Any other day would have gave him, the severity of the crime would have gave him that.
Two times, in 2005 and then again in 2009, he sued the parole board for denying him parole. He used our taxpayer money to sue them because they felt he was still a danger to society as listed in the parole board minutes. But this year, for some reason, he's not a danger, even though he was last year.
Wow.
Which makes
and
no sense.
I think it has everything to do with the budget and the fact that, you know, he's brought them to court on their money, on their dime, and wasted their time, and they're just trying to get rid of a thorn in the side.
Oh, man. Wow. Well, I'm praying for you, and I'm praying for your family. And thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing your story and being so brave and telling it.
Well, thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And we will definitely be keeping everybody updated. We're going to talk about this every night. We're going to plug the page every night. And I'm going to keep looking on this page to see the friends of our show on that page, because it just takes a moment. And I'm telling you guys, the letter that you can send to the parole board, it doesn't even take 5 minutes. It's so simple.
Right.
And all
and
you have to do is
And I know a lot of you have
like
multiple
10.
Facebook pages, so you can go on each page and like that page multiply.
And you can share it, because here's the thing. If everybody we know shares this page, there's a chance that by the 16th, the story could get picked up by a very huge news
network. The national
network.
News. Yeah.
You know, and you can take, you can see on my Twitter, Jeffrey Emmett, where I tweeted to some celebrities about this page and asked them to retweet it, and they did. So that's something you can do. If you know a celebrity, Anderson Cooper, you know, you name somebody, tweet to them the link to this page and ask them to help keep this man in prison. And you will be surprised at the people that will retweet and repost this stuff on Facebook.
Somebody
yeah,
tweet
Nancy
to Nancy
Grace.
Grace. Nancy Grace gets outraged by these type of things. Yeah.
Yeah. Nancy Grace,
she
we have tried to
advocate.
Get a hold of her, and we have not been successful. We put calls out to them. We put calls out to YNN and CNN, I think no one wants to get in it. It's kind of messy, and this guy is somebody to be afraid of, I guess. So, you know, it's a matter of what's more scary, him being next door to you or down the street from you or in bars, behind bars.
Right. And it's not even a question. I mean, if you're afraid of somebody, I mean, what would you do if you ran into this man? You know, and the fact that he's going to be out and he has children and all of these relatives that are still around, what do you think he's going to do? Do you think he's going to just not do anything and try to contact these people? No. He's going to menace in their life because he can. Because that's his personality type. So we have to make a difference, and we have to stop this. There's no question about it. We have to stop this from happening.
Right. I agree. Well, thank you once again. Thank you so much for being so courageous and sharing the story. It takes a true warrior And I know it's probably very easy for you to fight for your sister, you know, and I just pray for you and your family, and I pray that people are listening to what you guys are trying to accomplish.
We do, too. We do, too. It really is. It's all about not letting anybody else experience what we've been through. It is horrific. The new orders, the legal fees that we have incurred, the fight my sister had to fight to get a divorce. My sister had to fight for him to not have visitation. She fought everything all the way along the line.
Even when he's in prison, he can fight?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The system's set up that way. You always have a right, which is crazy. I think if you could kill someone, you should lose your rights. You lose your freedom,
yes.
But you don't lose rights. Criminals still have rights, so it's crazy.
It is. It is. And we just, we just really want it out there. We're just trying to get it done. So, like our page on Facebook, write those letters. Senator Velasquez wrote a nice supportive letter for us, and write your congressman, and they will send letters. And all of those letters, in combination, they told us numbers are important in politics. So unless
they
we share numbers, we're not going to have as much weight. So,
right.
Let's get it out.
So again, everybody, the link is up in the chat room. It just takes a minute. Please go click that link. And go like the page and scroll down and just send the letters. It will just take a minute of your time. And James just posted the link again, so it's up fresh in the chat room. Please go take a moment out of your day to go do something for somebody else. And frankly, keep a man, a murderer, where he belongs.
Can you say that link out loud for those people who aren't in the chat room, Jeff?
Yeah, it's facebook.com/ support Sandra Ulrich and family. It's
yep.
Olrich.
That's right. And it's Sandra, Sandra Ulrich. Yep.
So go and click that link, kids. And Chicky, you go kiss those babies for me and tuck them in.
Zoe is ready for bed, so.
I thought I heard one of them howling. I was like,
yes.
Only when mommy's on the phone.
Yes, all over my lap while I'm on the phone.
Oh, that's how they are. And I'm going to see what I can do about going Wednesday. I'm going to work on that.
Awesome. Well, we can carpool. So,
all right, Chicky.
Let us know. The more we get, the better.
Okay, I will give you a call in the morning, afternoonish, when I figure it out.
Okay, that's awesome. All right,
All right.
Thank you very much for covering this. We appreciate
You're welcome.
It.
It's
You're
the
welcome.
Least we can do.
The very least.
All right, we'll go try to enjoy your night, and we're going to keep this fight going.
Okay. All right.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye.
It just rips my heart apart. It really does. Knowing Cindy, knowing, the family, it's very, very tough. So please go and like that page. I know there's many of you, and I haven't seen all of you like that page yet, so I'm going to be looking. You can leave some kind words for the family, Say that you heard Cindy on the radio and that you just wanted to do something for them, And I'm sure they would appreciate it because I can't imagine having somebody that, your sister, your best friend, taken away from you in such a horrific way by your brother-in-law. I mean, it's really horrific.
Right. Someone so close. And like she said, how he was there. Like he just, was with the cops and made up the whole story of hurting his hand at work and had no feelings. Murdered her and then went shopping with his wife. Like, what is that?
How do you
crazy.
Murder somebody and go shopping with their sister and act like nothing happened?
That's he's just a sociopath. But I mean, you obviously, people like that aren't of right mind. But it's like scary. It's so scary. you know. And the reality is like she said, she goes, it's not that they're trying to keep him in there and they're not trying to get revenge. The reality is that he had a history. He did
right.
this. He victimized women throughout his life, and it got worse and worse and worse until, boom, he finally murdered someone and finally
right.
got caught.
And, you know, again, like she said, he cut the phone lines to the house. Why would you cut the phone lines to the house if you didn't have a plan? If something
mm-hmm.
wasn't premeditated, how do you cut the phone lines to a house? And what she didn't get to say, and I was trying to remember things to have her bring up, was there was a woman in the neighborhood that jogged that identified him and his vehicle as sitting outside of that house in the mornings for multiple days. So he had been planning this whole situation for a while, which
mm-hmm.
makes it even scarier. You know, I mean, it's just, it really is dangerous. And, you know, this family is not out for revenge. They're trying to save somebody else from going through what they went through, because it will be somebody's sister or mother or daughter or niece or cousin or friend that this is going to happen to. Because, again, it's not if, it's when.
Mm-hmm.
It's just,
wow.
It's just the way it is. So, again,
wow.
Go take a moment. Go to facebook.com/support Sandra Ulrich. SandraOlrich and family. Support Sandra Ulrich and family is all one word.
Mhm. Right.
So
all
please
one
go.
Word. And you know what? I've been listening to you talk, and guess what? I just did it. It was that quick. That's how quick it is. So make sure
that's right.
you do that.
If you scroll down the page, they have the links where you can send right to the parole board. And if you just click that link, I'm telling you, it takes just very little longer than it does to like the page to send in
mm-hmm.
the letter to the parole board. And I'm actually going to pull the link now, and
yeah.
I'm going to post it again
mm-hmm.
on our website or on our Facebook page. And I'm going to post right now the letter that the district attorney wrote. Which is just, I mean, it does get into more graphic details. And it's just, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Wow.
Oh, and they have, there's video up on YouTube. We're going to post that. I'm like, how do I recover? Like, I'm not even sure that I could talk about anything else after this. Like, it's one of those things that... You get wrapped in, and you know, I have not been able to stop thinking about this and what the pain that you have to go through, that you have to relive this now.
Mhm. Right. I mean, it's just horrific, and I mean, if you didn't hear it in her voice, you know, it's one of those situations where you could hear the pain in her voice. Even, you know, this happened in, what, 1980? What was the year? 82?
82.
I mean, it's been 30 years, and it still hurts. You know, her life was cut so short.
A year into marriage. Like, it was her year. They were her wedding anniversary, I read on the page, because they have pictures up. You know, some stories up. Her wedding anniversary was August 1st, and she was murdered on August 5th. You know?
Wow.
A year. Just a year.
Wow. Mm-mm-mm. Wow.
It's heartbreaking, you know? And then again, like, they spent the... I thought it was giving me a kick the other day when she was telling me, you know... Because I, you know, for those of you that are not from New York and don't know, Darien Lake is like literally you can throw a stone and hit it from where Joe's family lives. It's down
mm-hmm.
the street, and it's like this amusement park. And it's not, it was for like 10 minutes, it was like a Six Flags. And it's not. But so, you know, like it's not like a huge, cool theme park. Like it's kind of a dorky little, you know. So like it was just kind
mm-hmm.
of, it's truly funny that that's where she chose to spend her wedding anniversary.
Wow.
You know, it just shows you the type of person. Like, it's just kind of goofy, you know, and silly. But they were in their early 20s, like she said, so.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Where I would have been like, Joe and I spent one anniversary at happy hour at Slobby's, you know. Because that's how we roll.
You are funny.
Yeah, it's just kind of crazy. Like, yeah. So, please. I see you all in there. I see a bunch of people have said they've gone and liked the page. But just go and send that letter.
Mm-hmm.
So simple.
And let's figure out why the Facebook numbers aren't going quicker. Like, I don't
know. I know. I was trying to figure that out. I was just trying to look at, like, our controls for our page.
Mm-hmm.
And I cannot, for the life of me, figure out. Oh, they're
wow.
all asking what the DIN number is. Oh, dear. I have it downstairs written on an Etch-a-Sketch.
Oh, Lord.
It's right in the letter. Oh, dear. Okay, I'm going to post his name. And I'm going to post the link again with his information.
Mm-hmm.
Like good old Bree. She's like, what's his DIN number? Gotta
oh,
love her.
We love Bree. She's all over it. See, she's thorough.
That's right. She's like, what's his DIN number? Girl, I'm going to get it to you right now. It's on a link. Oh, no, that's my timeline. Right on Uncensored Radio's page. It's on there. And then I'm going to post it on my personal page, too. So for those of you, it's there.
Thank you, Jeffrey. Thank you.
Let's get him. You know I'm all
mm-hmm.
about justice.
Well, you know what it is? We just need a miracle. Like, the reality is at this point we need a miracle. The system has failed, and I believe in, you know, some people can rehabilitate themselves, but the situation is not one of those where he should have ever had the right to parole. He should have never had it. No one else would have gotten it for that brutal of a murder.
No,
like,
and did she,
yeah.
I don't know, I can't remember if we talked about it, but the judge actually is no longer a judge. Like, he was facing, I don't know what it's called, like disbarring, I guess, or whatever. And instead of
wow.
having that done, he resigned.
Wow. No, we didn't even talk about that. So that just sheds even more light. That's even more reason that God knows who else got, you know, an easy sentence because of this. I mean, obviously the system is set up as such that there have been people who have been falsely accused. There have been people who needed these loopholes to help them. But this isn't one of those cases. This guy did it. The evidence proved it. And he confessed to it. So, and he's got a history of being a horrible, horrible person. So.
It doesn't even begin to cover it. I mean, the things, you know, that it's unreal. Like, this guy is a sociopath.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly.
It's very, very scary
exactly.
to think that he will be in this region. And, you know, I know where everybody lives in that fact. Well, you know, at least Cindy does. And it's too close. It's way too close for comfort.
Mm-hmm.
Way too close.
Wow. Well, you know, like we said, guys, we need a miracle. We have, you know, we've had discussions where we've rallied for far less things and you guys have come to help us. So we definitely need you guys to help. And, you know, one thing I will say is I want to end the day off, the tonight show on a happy
yeah.
note. We've got this amazing contest that we're doing. We've got this amazing picture you can win. We know that, you know, our Power Ranger fandom is ridiculous.
Did you really
the
just
radio.
Call it the fandom?
Yeah, they're the fandom. They know they're the fandom. And
okay,
they
anonymous.
Ridiculously love,
you
they
just blew your
ridiculously
secret.
Love Uncensored Radio. Huh?
You just blew your secret. Now they all know that you are anonymous.
Oh, I'm anonymous? Oh, man. No, I'm not anonymous. Like, I'm not even smart enough to be anonymous. Like, I'm not even smart enough to make that type of video.
That's amazing. But yeah, it is a fancy picture. It is a fancy picture.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sorry to interrupt you. Well, you know what else we didn't talk about? Okay, so again, this week, Catherine Sutherland is coming to co-host with us Wednesday. I can't wait for her to come on and join her Beyonce. And I've got to come up with a nickname for her. I haven't really come up with one yet, except for, well, you know, I have this bad thing. Like, I'm going to have to talk to her about it on air, is that I always call everybody bitch. And I think she was a little concerned. Like, she felt like she did something wrong because I was like, bitch. You know, so I've got to make sure she knows that that's not how I roll, but.
Right.
You know,
no, she's fine.
Yeah,
she's
fine. She's
got nothing else. She can take a joke. She can definitely take a joke.
I know. It's just a little scary for me. And then to make sure, tonight we have a premiere of a new show on Uncensored Radio. It's called The Schmooze. I'm kind of excited. I love the name so much better than the other name for that other show that was on last week that's no longer on. But it's The Schmooze with Daisy and Stephanie. So make sure you stick around and check it out tonight. It's a little revamp, a little different. Going to be an awesome show, and I'm excited to have a good role on a show. So make sure you stick around tonight in the second hour at 10 p.m. Eastern and listen to The Schmooze with Stephanie and Daisy. And
you know what
course,
else I forgot to talk to you about, Jeffrey, before the show ends?
What?
Did you hear that Kathy Griffin, her show on Bravo, got canceled?
Don't speak to me like that.
I'm not lying, I promise you. Got
Why?
Canceled.
Why would you say those words to me?
I thought you knew. It came out yesterday. The news hit yesterday, and I meant to talk to you about it on the show, and I was like, I cannot get off this phone until he knows.
No, you're lying. I cannot accept that as a fact. I'm going to Wikipedia right now because I'm just not having it.
Mm-hmm. Go look up Bravo. Just say.
Well, it's in
Kathy
April
Griffin
2013. It just said that her. Oh, it did not. But oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, wait. And was later changed to 11:30. Oh, that is such crap. It is such a great show.
I think it's a great show. I think it's a great, but for whatever reason, no one was watching.
Oh, that's so horrible. Oh, and it just, like, ended. Like, that last one they had, that was it? Like, that's so.
That's Hollywood.
I'm not watching Bravo no more. And I would think Kathy Griffin will be done with them after this.
How can you not watch Bravo? You know what?
Because I don't care about those Housewives shows.
This is the thing.
That's not my thing. I got Dallas.
Thing. No, listen, this is the thing. There have been so many rumors and so many talks that her and Anderson Cooper are going to be doing the show. Because you know his talk show got canceled. So I think there's a little more to the story. We need to wait till how it all unfolds.
Well, are they going to be like the new Anderson and Kathy?
Like, yeah, it's almost one of those. They said that was the rumor that, you know, they're best friends and you know how they do. Well, I don't know if they're best friends, but they're really good friends and how they always do the, you know, New Year's Eve kind of thing. And
right,
they were like,
right.
They're developing a show for the both of them. So I don't know if that meant, you know, I don't know. But needless to say, you know, CNN, they've got great ratings during the day, but at night they have horrible ratings because nobody watches the news. But they were thinking of rolling out this new show. So
I would watch Anderson and Kathy because the two of them are hysterical together.
Hysterical. So that's the
and
thing.
I love
Let's
him.
Wait and see how it all falls. How it all. How the
I was very sad that his show got canceled because to me he was my new Oprah. Mm-hmm. And
I
would just like
him.
To say, Jennifer in the chat room is fresh because she said this thing goes through more co-hosts quicker than a kid off a slip and slide.
Yeah, we got that problem on this channel. We have got that problem.
We do.
Oh, people,
it
you
happens.
Know what? They're working for free, so what happens?
right, let's just name my nickname. It is Friday, October 4th. I almost said November. I don't want it to be November yet. it's Friday. It's Friday, October 4th. We are live. I am your host, James, a.k.a. Lips. And alongside me tonight, it's been forever since we've been able to do a live show. Please give it up for the fabulous, crazy, the completely freaked out last night co-host of mine, Jeannie.
Woo! Oh, thank you. I love
I know, they're so awesome. And you'd think after a year and a half, I would have had them all mastered by now. I'm slowly learning them. It's bad.
So,
we are live. We are here with all of you guys. I see y'all in the chat room, and I am just excited to have you guys here. It's going to be a fun show. Well, maybe not fun with some of the topics we're going to be covering, but Jeannie. Let's go into what happened last night. Okay, so Jeannie and I were attempting to pre-tape a show to kind of have as a backup, so that, you know, in case, you know, something happened and we weren't going to be able to go live one night, we'd have a backup show that you guys hadn't heard, you know, something fresh. And we got about 40 minutes into this pre-tape that we eventually scrapped. Like, we deleted it.
Somehow, we got to talking about the government, okay? And it all came up because I said the only thing that can make my life any worse right now is if I worked for the government. And from that, somehow it stemmed into this big, long government conversation, right? And
right.
I didn't mean for it to happen. And so he kept putting in the, you know, the disclaimer throughout the 47 minutes, actually, that we had already had down. I mean, we were almost done.
The following
done.
Is intended only for mature audiences.
Right, yeah. Right, right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we get about not even 15 minutes away from being, you know, the end of the show. And I had a little bit of a freak out because I got disconnected and my phone was counting down and locked and would not let me in it. And I'm like, oh, my God, what did I say? The government shut me down. And I was panicked. And so I'm like, IMing Jimmy on Facebook Messenger because my phone would not come on. And I was so panicked. I'm not kidding. I was up till 4 o'clock in the morning convinced. And
freaking
so after
out.
Oh, I was convinced that I said something about the government and that the government, like, turned me off. And I was panicked. Okay, now, in all fairness, for those of you who don't know this, I'm heavily medicated at the moment. And have been for about a week and a half now. So this is late at night. I had already taken everything I had to take for the night. So I was just a little bit out there. So as soon as, like, he was joking and makes this comment about the government kicked me off, and then when my phone shut down and started counting down, I just panicked. Like, full-blown, oh, my God, I'm going to jail. What did I say? Panic.
She lost her shit. And I have
and
to say,
he's trying
okay,
not to laugh at me.
Yes. But it was very unsuccessful because I was dying. She's sending me these messages on Facebook that are like, F or WTF, holy shit, what did I say? What did I do? Why would they do this to me? And I'm just sitting here rolling because it's so hilarious.
I'm a broken leader. Like, oh my God.
Yeah. And we're like, okay, and we even got, like, we got 40 minutes into the pre-tape and decided that we were just going to start over and just completely do it all over again and not get on the topic of government, because that's when it was during the pre-tape that I said, well, I think we should stop talking about the government because they're probably listening and they're probably, you know, going to shut us down. So we should just stop talking about them. And it's not that we were talking bad about the government. We really weren't. It was just the conversation. And then she gets dropped. And she calls back in.
For no reason. Okay.
And she gets dropped for no reason. And she calls back in. And we start talking about another topic. And she gets dropped again. So we ended up just completely canceling the pre-tape, deleting it, getting rid of it. So
okay, well,
no one will ever hear it.
Like that most of the time. We try to keep it light and fun and entertaining. And so with the topics of the government and religion and the things that we had gotten on, you know, it was kind of a little unfamiliar anyway. And then when he made that comment, and then the second time that I said, well, at least it's not the government, and then they cut me or something happened, and I was still not completely convinced. Okay, but something happened and it blocked my phone and was counting. I had to wait 20 minutes for my phone to count down to restart for me to make a phone call. And by then I was sure that, you know, I was in trouble. Like, I was going through the world.
Mm.
I was scared.
She was scared. It was funny. I can't say that it wasn't funny because it was absolutely hilarious. Oh, and Jennifer Mulholland in the chat room said they're not working, so why would they? Why weren't they? Or they're not working, so why weren't they listening? Very true. Very true. They weren't working, so why aren't they listening? You know, it was hilarious. Like last night, her freak out was just perfect. Had we been able to finish the pre-tape, I seriously would have taken that clip and put it in tonight's show somewhere because it was absolutely hilarious. Like, if you guys had heard it, y'all would be rolling too. I'm serious. It was hilarious. But other than that, we're going to move past that. Jeannie, how has your week been? Why don't you fill them in and actually let them know what happened to you, why you're on so many medications?
Okay, so I have a tendency to be a little bit clumsy. My whole life, you know, is always you're a bull in a china cabinet kind of thing. I've never really realized how much I really hurt myself, and I don't mean to, and it's not that I'm careless, it just happens. So I was actually headed to the gym, and so I had my headphones in and my iPod, and I'm ready to go, and I go down my stairs, and when I got to, like, the second stair, there was, I don't know if there was something on the stair or what, but I just lost it and fell and went down about 6 stairs and hurt really, really, really bad. And it's kind of like when you go roller skating and you fall, you know. So it was very painful. And after, you know, everybody telling me, oh, tough it out, you'll get through it, you know, 2 days later, I go to the emergency room and found out I broke my coccyx bone. Yeah, that one. In 3 places, which was great. And then I popped some bulging disc or something out, and I also have a fractured pelvis. So needless to say, it requires me to take lots of pills that make me feel really yummy, which, by the way, just throwing this out there, I don't know how people can be, I mean, I can totally get how people get addicted to these kinds of pills. I mean, the Oxycontins, the hydrocodones, the Valiums, those kinds of things. I get why people get addicted to them, but I could not imagine living my entire life in this fog. Like, I walk into the kitchen, I don't know why I'm in there. I go back into the bedroom, I'm like, I was going to get something. You know, and it's just, it takes me so darn long to get from one room to the other, I can't remember what I'm doing.
By the time you get there.
That's the paranoia that's been.
Yeah, talk about paranoia. She's paranoid and she can't remember shit. So, I mean, she's paranoid and she can't remember why.
Right, it's just, I don't take things like this. I mean, I've always been the kind of person that I took, you know, you get a tooth pulled or something and I would just get through it and I wouldn't take them because I just didn't want to put things like that into my body. And this time it hurt so bad, I was just like, feed them to me with a spoon, please. Like, give me more. Oh, it hurts so bad.
Right.
But when I got to the hospital and they gave me the morphine, I don't know, but apparently everybody was telling me this, that I was really happy with the nurse and that I told her that in a past life, her and I had went jogging together. Yeah, weird stuff. Yeah, weird stuff. Yeah, we had matching shoes, is what she told me, too. It's kind of weird.
Well, I'm happy. I'm happy for you. Well, I have some really good news. I got some really great news today. I have not one, not two, but 3 job interviews next week.
Woo! That deserves a round of applause.
I am excited. I got all of those. We will get a round of applause for that because I'm very excited. I've been trying. I've been working my ass off trying to get, you know, trying to get something. And I have 3 interviews lined up next week. I am so excited. It all happened today, too. Like, seriously, I put out the positive vibes yesterday. You know, I put on Facebook, I said, and Jeannie was like negative Nelly yesterday, too. I'm not even going to lie. I put on Facebook yesterday, I said, anything is possible as long as you believe in yourself. I know what my strengths are. Just give me the opportunity to show them to you. Jeannie comments on it. Yeah, I'm negative today, so I don't believe you.
Okay, well, my first thought, okay, let me be honest. My first thought was, now that's a load of crap. You can't be a hamster if you want to be a hamster. Like, I was just being negative. Everything yesterday when we tried to pre-tape, it was like he was trying to revive the dead body the whole time because I just kept, like, turning everything negative. I don't know why or where this is coming from. It had to be the medicines. I don't know. Wrong combination or something, but the whole night was just shot. It was so funny, though, because he kept trying, and I kept shooting things, and he was like, okay, then. On to the next thing. I didn't mean to be that way, and I'm usually not. I consider myself to be a lot of fun for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
But
I almost wish that I hadn't deleted it, because I would have loved to, like, just take snippets of it and play it during the show tonight. It would have been absolutely epic. But I didn't. Seriously, if y'all heard the show, like, if we ever do another pre-tape like that, I seriously think I'm going to email the link to everyone so that they can listen to it before we delete it, because we were talking about
all those serious topics, and so we kept saying, you know, if you guys are interested in hearing more about these things, you want to talk more about these things. So I was feeling pretty good about the positive, not necessarily positive, but the importance of what we were talking about. And then it was just like, you better promise me you're going to delete that. I don't want to go to jail.
Right.
Oh, sorry. So, I feel stupid now, but
we can do this now. If you guys want to hear us talk about some more serious stuff, you know, we have the Facebook page, we have the website, myinsensoradio.com. You guys can go on there and go on our Facebook page, facebook.com/slipsontheair, and just leave us ideas of topics you want us to talk about, topics that you guys would want to get involved in talking about.
The government. I'm just kidding.
And it can be the government if you want it to be, but you know, just leave us some suggestions. We really come up with topics. Talk about whatever you want. Well, I get that. We do talk about whatever we want, but we usually come up with topics like the day of, because we try to
hardly ever get more
entertainment. Right. And because we try to keep the show, you know, more entertainment news, more, you know, celebrity gossip, things like that. So I'm usually finding stuff like day of or the day before that I'm emailing Jeannie and Jasmine, you know,
current event stuff, things like that. But
yesterday
it was
relevant,
different.
That's new. But yesterday was
different.
So different. Like, we were on a 40-minute tangent that I seriously wish we still had, because that was amazing.
Yeah, and a lot of it was real, and a lot of it really, I mean, you know, I thought about that today. You know, some of those topics, some of those things about, you know, as an American, what we think, what the media tells us, that kind of stuff. So those things are important to talk about, but I don't know why I got so spooked. And then, you know, afterward, I spent hours reading about whether or not, you know, what you can get in trouble for saying and things like that. And I was like, I didn't slander the president. Like, yeah, so then I felt kind of dumb, because I was like, he was totally serious. Like, this was just me blowing this into something that it wasn't. But I was really freaked out.
Exactly.
No lie, freaked out.
Your opinion is not mute, Jennifer Mulholland. It's not moot. You can leave us suggestions all you want, and we will do our best to talk about them. If you have any topic ideas, leave them on our Facebook page.
I've never met Jennifer.
I promise you, I read everything. Nobody's ever met Jennifer.
I see all of her stuff, you know, sometimes, well, not all of it, but most of it. And she always, like, gives us her input and things like that. But I've never actually met Jennifer before. Never heard her talk. But why didn't you ever call in? Probably because we're never live, huh?
Probably.
That was funny.
Well, and we have a tendency of throwing Jennifer under the bus, so I don't want to make her a topic of conversation out of respect for her, because we do love Jennifer Mulholland. She's an amazing, she's one of our best listeners. She listens all the time, so we do have a lot of love for her. So I don't want to turn her, I don't want to turn
round
the show
of applause,
into
sound effect button.
Being about her. Round of applause for Jennifer Mulholland and Johnny Dubell. And LaShawna Brooks and Bobby Butler and Chandra, who are in the chat room right now. We love you guys
very much.
Thank you all so much
Shout
for
out.
Listening. Wouldn't be the first. It's not the first time you've been thrown under the bus, Jennifer. We know this. But, yeah, you're on Facebook. Send us friend requests. We'll be friends with you. And you can actually then message us stuff, you know, directly.
Yeah, nobody wants to be my friend except for weirdos. I don't ever get friend requests anymore except for people in, like, Shavakistan or some weird country. Like, yeah, okay, hi.
That happens quite a bit. I had a friend accept my friend request yesterday, who I don't actually remember sending them a friend request. It was but apparently, like, somehow they accepted a friend request that I never sent them, and I deleted this person, because I've never, like, I don't even remember ever sending this person a friend request. But we're not going
to
get into,
you know.
When you
go to your friends list and you're like, how did I know this person? How do I know this person?
And I do
that
to a lot of people,
5 years ago?
Right. I do it to a lot of people, because there's a couple people on my friends list who are gay, you know, of the gay, you know, orientation. And they added me solely because of my looks and wanted to talk to me. And I was talking to this one guy, and he was like, we've been talking for months. And then at the end, he finally says, I really hope you're gay. because this would just be bad if you're not. That was like, think back to our past conversations and then answer that question for yourself. It's awesome. Funny. But then in a stunning twist of events, one of the guys that added me because he thought I was cute, and this is totally not me trying to be conceited because I'm not this person at all, but this guy added me because he thought I was cute. His name is Nate. He might listen sometime. I don't know. He added me. We started talking, and we stopped talking for like a year. And then I come to realize he wasn't friends with me anymore on Facebook. And he adds me again on Facebook and tells me where he used to work. And come to find out, after meeting me and talking with me for a while, he met my mom because he worked with my mom.
Nice.
And my mom remembers him. My mom loved him. He loved my mom. Like, we had an entire conversation about my mom. It was funny. And
nice.
My mom's talking to me about him the next day because I'm like, oh, so you know that guy Nate that you worked with the Godfathers? Yeah, he's friends with, like, I'm friends with him. And my mom's like, oh, he's so gay. I love him.
Like, and what's new, Mom?
And I'm like, okay, well, thanks. I kind of knew that. It was funny. But
well, my thing is, like, I find people on there, okay, I try to go through and kind of get rid of weedy, you know, what I call it sometimes, you know, just kind of go through and freshen things up. And I find this guy, and his name's Frog. And I'm like, how do I know this guy? And we're friends with like 15 people, but they're all from different groups of different friends. So I'm not understanding how we're all connected, right? So I'm going through and I'm looking and I'm looking at, you know how you can look at your interaction with that person? I'm going through and
right.
Happy birthdays a few times, you know, and I'm just like, how do I know this guy? So I sent him a message. And I said, yo, you're on my friend list. I'm not really, and I don't remember how I know you, but I don't want to be rude and, you know, have forgotten you or something, but should I know where I know you from? And he was like, oh, I don't have a clue, like, how we met. No idea. I go, okay, so I delete it. I'm like, okay, no big
right.
deal. So I delete it, and then it asked me if I wanted to stay tagged in his picture, and I'm like, his picture? So I go through and I look, and I did a glow run and met this guy as his glow run and added him, and that was it.
Nice.
So it's like, with Facebook,
well, you know what? And you know what's funny? I'm friends with a lot of people that, okay, we have a lot of family on Facebook that we're friends with, so me and Jeannie have a lot of mutual friends. But
like
it's funny when I go to look, but it's funny when I go to look at our mutual friends and I'm like, you, and it's people that we're not even related to, but just people that
yeah,
I randomly
like,
met.
Like that one dude, the mouthpiece.
Yeah.
You were like,
mouthpiece.
How do you know
like,
him?
I'm thinking, right. I remember messaging you that. I was like, how do you know Mouthpiece? And you're like, oh, we used to, like, we went to school together or something. Or you
and
guys
the thing is,
brother,
I didn't even
so
know
like,
him. I just, it was one of those things when Facebook first happened, it was find everybody you used to know. And
right.
then now it's more like delete people that you don't want to know.
Right.
I just, but they've changed it so much since the beginning. Like, I haven't ever gone through and classified everybody, whether they're family, friends, acquaintances, whatever. You know, I
right.
mean, people ask me to classify them, and I do, but I don't take the time to do that. And I don't know. Social media is so hard to keep up with all that stuff. I mean, people, how do you have a social life if you're really going to keep up that much on the social media? You know, I mean,
I know.
Because, like, you never like my Instagram pictures. Okay.
Well,
you'll find that one, you know?
Right. Or you're like my niece. Who my oldest niece will go on Instagram and she'll go on a like spree and I think she's liked every picture I've ever posted on Instagram now. Like I got like 40 notifications one night from Instagram and it's like Haley, you know something or other, liked 46 of your pictures and I'm like what?
Yeah right. The best thing ever is when somebody likes a picture from like 5 years ago and you're like, okay, well you're obviously stalking me or going through my stuff
right.
because why are you looking
right.
at that picture? You know.
Right. That's the crazy part. And it's usually like my friend's parents. Like my friend Jordan, her mom went through was like Facebook stalking me and liked four of my pictures from like 2007. And I'm like, what? Okay. That's
yeah,
kind of weird.
Like,
why are you Facebook stalking me? Like it's random. The people that you realize that are looking at your stuff, but then at the same time, it's cool when you get likes
okay.
from like you know,
but in all
Karen
fairness,
Ashley or
lady.
Katrina Johnson, and they're liking pictures that you had that you posted in like 2010, you know, so that's kind of cool.
Well,
but
for me though, in all fairness, like this last week and a half, almost 2 weeks now of being off work and home, and you know, I mean, you take pain pills, you sleep all day, whatever, you know. So I'm up at, and I'm going through something, and I'm on somebody's picture, and next thing you know, I'm at somebody else's, and next thing you know, I'm on YouTube looking up, like, fractal points for triangles and all. I'm like, what am I doing? Like, how did I get here? Mm-hmm. Do you ever do that? You just get lost, like you're halfway through something, and you're like, how did I get here? Well, what the hell?
All the time.
2 hours later.
All the time. All
so
the time.
So I have to admit,
so
I kind of... I don't mean to stalk people, but I tend to do that because I'm constantly, like, you know, going, like, hitting one picture to the next. You find a funny picture and you're going through their pictures and you realize, hey, I'm going through some stranger's pictures. Like,
right.
Oops.
My bad. Well, you know, but here's the thing. If I see someone on Facebook and I think they're attractive, I will go to their Facebook page just to find out if they're straight. Like, I'll look at pictures and whatnot just to see if, like, okay, is that, could that be his sister or could that be his mom or his cousin or just a friend, and then I find out, oh, he's in a relationship with, you know, such and such. I'm like, damn.
Right.
All the cute ones, because it's like, seriously, all the cute ones are straight. But that kind of just take me into a topic that,
see, and I don't agree with
Johnny,
you. I think all the cute ones are gay. Like, that's every straight woman says that, because all the cute ones are like, damn, he doesn't even like girls.
They're either gay or taken.
Right.
They're either gay or taken. So basically, it's all the straight women are attracted to gay guys. All the gay guys are attracted to straight guys.
You think?
Basically what we're saying here.
Pretty much, basically. You know, just some of
this kind of takes me. But this kind of takes me into a topic that I want to discuss. Johnny Dubell, I kind of stole this. I saw it. I saw something you posted on the AMC press page. We're all family. It's okay. And I kind of want to talk about it. It says, Governor Tom Corbett calls gay marriage, or it says gay marriage is like marriage of a brother and sister. Now, I'm going to read, I'm only going to read like little snippets of it, but it's basically this man is calling gay marriage, is like comparing gay marriage to incest, which is not the first time that's happened. I know a lot of people who are against it, homosexuality, gay marriage, all that stuff, they will say whatever they can to get their point across that they don't like it. And if
some countries
heard,
even,
you know,
refer to it as, you know, sodomy, things like that.
Right. And I know that everyone has the right to that opinion. I'm totally cool with that. You can say what you can agree what you want to say, you can believe what you want to believe, I don't care. But it's just, you're the governor of a state of people. And
right.
One of his quotes says, it was an inappropriate analogy, you know, Corbett said, I think a much better analogy would have been brother and sister. Now, it says Philadelphia Republican Governor Tom Corbett compared the marriage of same-sex couples to the marriage of a brother and sister during an appearance on a Friday morning TV news show, a remark that was quickly condemned by activists included in the state's ongoing battle over whether to allow gays to wed. Corbett was on WHP-TV in Harrisburg when an anchor asked about a statement his lawyer made in a recent court filing comparing the marriage of gay couples to the marriage of children because neither can legally wed in the state. Now, I went like,
you know,
really?
What, though?
Yeah, Johnny. This is Pennsylvania is the only state in the Northeast that allows neither gay marriage nor civil union. Its ban on same-sex marriage is being challenged in federal and state court. Now, to say that homosexuality is the comparison to incest, I mean, come on now. It's 2013.
I don't think it should be compared. I think it, you know, I mean, I get why he's the point he's trying to make. I mean, but like you said, he's a figurehead. He's being voted into office by people. You know, and I think that was a stupid comment on his part. But this isn't something new. I mean, even in other countries, there were other things that you were telling me about and pointed out to me of other countries who put people to death and will kill them. You know, I mean, if they even are even accused of it without any proof.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just one of those things where he's going to be ridiculed for it because it was a stupid thing for him to say. You know, really was.
Well, and it says here, the Supreme Court left it up to the states to determine under their laws as to what is and isn't, or what is and isn't a marriage. The federal court shouldn't even be involved in this. But if they say they are, then they're going to make a determination whether the state has the right to determine that a marriage is only between a man and a woman, and not between two individuals of the same sex. Well, okay, yeah, the Supreme Court did rule that a ban is unconstitutional. A ban on gay marriage, on same-sex marriage, is
unconstitutional.
Is unconstitutional. Thank you. It's unconstitutional. It's. I mean, I just. I don't. Let your citizens decide. I think you should let your citizens decide. I mean, granted, you have the right to your own opinion. I fully support that. You can say whatever the fuck you want. I don't care. It doesn't affect me. What you say does not affect the way that I live my life and how I'm going to continue to live my life. But leave it to the people of your state to determine what they want, what kind of rights they want.
But it doesn't matter if it's state because, it can be trumped by federal. Does that make sense? I mean, you can go get married in any state that it's legal, and it can be recognized federally. They just sent a thing in the mail to my daughter who's in the military stating basically that because her choice to be with a woman, she's actually protected by laws that were just put in place. This thing recognized in the military.
Right.
It comes to a point where everybody just needs to have equal rights, you know?
Right. And then in the same week, Governor Chris Christie appeals gay marriage ruling to higher court. It says, Trenton, New Jersey, Governor Chris Christie's administration on Monday asked New Jersey's top state court to take an appeal of a judge's ruling that the state must allow gay marriage. Citing far-reaching implications, acting Attorney General Don Hoffman made the request in a letter to the state Supreme Court, which usually does not weigh in on cases until after an appeal court has made a ruling on them. Basically, it says in a quote, "We know it's going there, so there should be no delay. By October 21st, people should know yes or no." My question is, I have no questions. Honestly,
people are fucking stupid. It just needs to be let go. There are much bigger things that we have to worry about right now, and that was part of some of the things that we tried to talk about last night. There's so much more going on. Why are these things what we're focused on? I mean, really? Let go. Let it go. You know, that's the whole racism, the whole unfair, everything. It all needs to be just let go, treat everyone equal. And I know it's easier said than done because of the way that society is and what's politically correct and all that. But the truth is if we would just focus on the things that were important and these things that aren't important, let it be. You know, let it go. Mm-hmm. I don't understand why my best friends can't get married. It just doesn't, it's not fair. It's not right. They're equal. I mean, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
We actually have a caller.
Woo!
I recognized this number a little bit ago because it had called in during Guilty Pleasures. It's a 301 number. I have no idea who this is, though. So 301-322, who are you?
You know who this is, James.
Hey, LaShawna.
Hello. I just want to congratulate you on your radio show, honey.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much, Jeannie. LaShawna is one of our loyal listeners. We love her to death, and she's actually on our sister channel, AMC Press. So big ups to you on that one, girl. Congratulations on that show. I love that show when I get a chance to listen to it.
Thank you so much. Mainly, we all say, we don't bite, we just nibble.
Yeah.
We just
exactly.
We just do a little nibble. We just do a little nibble. That's all we do.
Just a little
nibble. Right.
That's just sad.
Right.
Well, how have you been? How have you been, Lala? What's going on?
I was helping Mom a little bit. Mainly, she's tired, so I had to do something for her. I told her I had to call my buddy James to wish him good luck in his radio show. She was like, "Oh, well, tell him I said hello." And I'm like, "Okay."
Oh, well, hi, Lala's mama.
She's asleep now because I can hear her from my room.
But, oh, wow.
Yeah, but I'm letting her sleep. But like I told you before, mainly James know me. Whenever I start to rant, he's like, "Oh, Lord, let me get out the way she ranting." Because I was about to rant on Uncensored until they had problems about the trial, and I was just going off.
Uh-oh. Yeah, the trial, Jeannie, the trial she's talking about is the wrongful death suit, Michael Jackson's wrongful death suit that his family filed against AEG. That the courts ruled they had no involvement.
Right, and I told James that he knew I was mainly upset, and I said AEG knew what the hell they were doing, and they really damn well know it.
Mm-hmm.
I was just so upset. Honey, it took something not to throw something at the damn screen. That's how pissed I was.
Mm-hmm.
And you were alone. There were a lot of people out there. There were. I watched, I was on the KTLA.com website reading about it, and I watched, like, they had a live feed going on where they were talking to individuals on the street about the case, and there were a lot of people that were pissed off about it. I think my opinion on it is AEG Live should be held accountable because they are the ones, they're trying to say that Michael Jackson was the one that hired the doctor, I can't remember his name, but...
Dr. Conrad Murray.
Murray.
Yeah, that he hired Dr. Conrad Murray, but in fact it was AEG Live who brought him in, you know, and put him to work with Michael Jackson and to take care of him, and they should have done a full evaluation on him before they even considered him to be a doctor for him. Like, they should have, you know, ran his credentials and talked to him and found out what his legit field was.
Exactly.
That's what even Nancy
Grace said, that they should have all ran a full background check on him.
The question is, did they? And they didn't catch all
they
of those
didn't
things.
Run.
Did
they
didn't run. Did he hide those? I'm honestly kind of ignorant to some of this because I didn't really follow it closely. I just felt like when I heard about all of it, I thought, well, of course they're going to do everything they can to fight it. Who wants to be responsible for killing a legend? You know?
Right.
So I don't know a lot about this. So you're going to have to school me a little here.
Well, mainly I have kept up on everything since his death and since all this trial began. Mainly, AEG was the one that brought him in, but the only no-no that AEG did was not sign the contract. They did not run a background check on Dr. Conrad Murray. And plus, they didn't run a full evaluation on him because mainly he had a troubled past. That's the only thing that they never brought up in the trial.
Right.
Really?
And he's also close to being released from prison.
Which, of course, is really pissing me off.
Well, the thing that I heard, the only thing that I remember really catching was a group of activists, some people were talking about how, whether it was Conrad Murray or whether it was the company that hired him, would it have still happened? They were basically trying to say that, you know, Michael wanted the medication, so would he have gotten it anyway? I mean,
no,
I was a huge Michael fan. I really was, and it was really a heartbreaking thing when it all happened. And we all knew that he, you know, the doctor obviously was responsible for it.
Exactly.
At least I felt that way.
Exactly. Even I told James one time when I was on, we were talking about this once. I told him I was still crying when I heard he died. I actually made myself sick for a week from crying.
Well, it was hard. I mean, Michael Jackson changed a lot of lives, a lot of people, music as we know it. I mean, he's somebody
he inspired
a name
a lot
that will never
of people
be forgotten.
That we listen to.
Generations
that
are being born now will know who he is. You know, so I mean,
and,
that's a big thing.
Exactly, and like I told everybody, if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't have no Usher, we wouldn't have no Justin Timberlake.
Oh, you're right.
We wouldn't be having any Nicki Minaj if it wasn't for him.
You're right.
I mean,
and not only that. I mean, he made such an impact on music, in just all together, and the times and the things that he did. I mean, he spoke out. Not only that, you know, I mean, everybody throws back into the whole trial, okay, well, you know, he was a drug addict. And that's what I heard a lot of and saw a lot of. But, you know, I don't feel that if it was a medical doctor and the medical doctor was educated, I don't feel that he should have died. Does that make sense? I think that if the doctor kept to a point where it was too much, he should have been said it's too much.
Right, and you're absolutely right, and I agree with you 100% on that. I agree with you 100%. Now, the next topic, I hate to bring this up, Miley. What the hell is wrong with Miley?
We were talking about that last night. Let me ask you a question, okay? okay, I have a friend who's in a band, and I brought this up to James. I said, okay, a really good friend of mine's in a band, and they have a music video. Now, what I didn't understand about it is that in this music video, it's him and his actual wife. There's no naked body parts. There's nothing like that. The song talks about love-hate relationship and how they're in love 1 minute, and then they feel like they hate each other the next, and then they're back in love again, and, you know, it's that kind of a song. But there's nothing inappropriate in the video. But YouTube bans this video and says that it's because it's inappropriate and that it's sending the wrong message. But then you can go and you can Google Miley Cyrus and watch her swinging around on a ball licking a damn hammer. Or you can go and you can click and you can watch the Robin Thicke video where the girls are completely naked. And I did all this without signing in. So YouTube's response was basically that they were going to put it back on, but they would only be able to be viewed through people who log in who are over 18. But I don't have to log in to view these things. And the Miley Cyrus, right. You know, we talked about that a little bit and how, you know, in one way she is a slight genius because she sure did make herself headline. I mean, her performance was horrible and absolutely grotesque, and she knew that. But who talked about her for the next 3 weeks? Every press, every media. I mean, she kind of knew what she was doing in one way. But
right, I agree. And even one on radio show that I listened to, they said they called Robin Thicke and Miley Cyrus, excuse the expression, excuse the vulgarity and the laughter of it, they called Miley Cyrus and Robin Thicke chicken butt and Beetlejuice.
Right, Beetlejuice?
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. Because of what he was wearing. He was wearing the black and white stripe. But I have to say, though, when it comes to Miley, you can listen to her new album. You can stream it on
iTunes. I don't think she has
any
vocal talent. Am I the only one in the world? Even back on her Hannah Montana days, that woman could not open her mouth and sing a note like somebody like Whitney Houston can or Mariah Carey. Those people have talent. Where did her talent come from? I don't think she's vocally talented at all.
That's what Mom
said.
Okay?
Let me tell you, though. I'm listening. I've been previewing her album. I currently have it on pause because I was listening to it during Guilty Pleasures. And
Boo. It's
actually
sound effect
not
button.
A
Boo.
Bad album. It is not
see,
a bad album.
And I don't feel like that she has anything to offer. I mean, I don't know. I'm very disappointed in her. I have teenage daughters. And I think it is absolutely unbelievable that she can go from something that she wanted to. I mean, she flat out said that she wanted girls to look up to her. And then
right,
like,
exactly.
A year later, she's swinging around naked, sticking her tongue out, and it's like, why would I want my kid to be like her? You know,
exactly.
Why would I even allow those kinds of things in my
house? I do want to say something real quick. Hey, I want to say something real quick. To everyone who's in the chat room, if you just saw Uncensored Radio kind of disappear from the chat room, I'm currently experiencing some internet issues, so yeah.
No, but Miley, I agree. That is just, I cannot believe that they put that on TV. I mean,
well, I have to be honest with you. Mainly, I told my cousin that we was watching this. She actually hurled when she saw the wrecking ball video. She ran to my bathroom just hurling. And I said, "You okay?"
Oh
she's
God.
Like, "Oh my!" She's like, "Oh my God!" She's like, "That is so awful." She's like, "This is worse. That video is worse than watching Two Girls One Cup. What the hell?"
Right?
I have yet to watch Two Girls One Cup, and I never will. But I have to say, I can understand the artistic side of the video. I can see the artistic, like where you would classify it as being artistic. I can see that because it does show her very raw and very emotional.
This
I
is
personally
her just
think
trying
the director's
to get her name.
Of the video is better.
This is her trying to get her name out. This is her publicity. 6 years from now, who's going to remember the MTV Awards? Everybody. And what are they going to remember about it? Miley
the
Cyrus and Robin
video.
Thicke. Right?
Yep,
yeah.
The
so then,
twerking
you know,
video.
Miley Cyrus. When people hear Miley Cyrus, they're gonna know who she is and remember it because she's constantly keeping herself up there. But that's like with a child. A child's acting mad. Do you give them attention?
But also think
because
about,
that's obviously what
but
they
also
want.
Think about, but also think about 10 years ago, or 12 years, 13 years ago, Britney Spears at the VMAs wearing a glittery cat suit, performing Oops, I Did It Again, and then kissing Madonna, and then the train wreck that was Gimme More.
At least
I saw that
Britney
one.
Was
oh, God.
Okay, I mean, I don't know. I can't justify that. I'm just saying with the Miley thing, in a way it's genius because it's getting her up there, but what kind of society are we that we're promoting that kind of stuff?
Right.
I mean,
well, let me make a suggestion. Let me make a suggestion to you. Go to MTV.com and watch Miley the Movement. It's a documentary that she did leading up to the VMAs. I want Jeannie to watch it.
I haven't seen it, no.
Yeah, well, go to MTV.com. I will send you the link if I have to. Go to MTV.com and watch it. Because, honestly, I watched it. It gives you a little bit more insight to it.
See,
she's very honest in the
interview. When I see her, I see a sheltered little girl who lived a life where she wanted nothing and worked for nothing with hardly, I mean, I don't think she really has any talent. Even acting, I don't really think she had any talent. So it's unbelievable that we bypass people with talent for people like this, and then they're in the media, and they're getting all this attention and all this, and the girls are sticking their tongues out. I was so upset. You have no idea. My daughter went to the military. She's 18. She can do what she wants. She's 19 now. Okay, she posts her first picture in the military with her short hair and her tongues out like Miley Cyrus, and I about had a damn cow. I am not kidding you. I was like, what do you think you're doing? I mean, she deleted the picture. But the point was that's not you. You know, why is this okay now? Because she's doing it. It's not. It's vulgar. It's inappropriate. And at some point, somebody has to say something. But nobody's going to because it's getting her publicity.
Exactly.
As long as she's making money,
exactly.
It's going to keep going.
Exactly. Like how Mom said, whatever these celebrities doing, all these young folks out here, they have to copy.
Yeah. And even if they don't like it, they think they're supposed to because that's what the social norm is doing.
That's
right.
True.
And
that
yeah, it's
is so, so true.
And yeah, but then you've got all those girls. I mean, I don't know if maybe it's just the pressure of being famous as a child or not, but with Amanda Bynes and Miley Cyrus and Britney Spears went through her phase too. You know, I mean, there's all these girls who are just, I mean, Lindsay Lohan, oh my God, that's just a whole nother.
Don't get me started with Lindsay.
The lifestyle that they've lived growing up has caused this kind of, like, I want to be different. Okay, well, be different, but don't make a fool of yourself. You know, I mean,
right.
Someday that girl's going to have children, and those kids are going to see that stuff, and how is that going to go down?
Right,
I mean,
exactly.
I'm not a hypocrite, but I feel like there are things about me that my kids don't need to know. You know, that
right.
I've got, you know? I don't know. I'm a
exactly.
mom, I guess, in a way. So
exactly.
The mom part with that whole thing, but I don't know. I just keep thinking, what's going to happen next? What's she going to do next?
I agree
right.
with you totally. And I have to be honest. I have to tell James this and you this. Me, I grew up back in the 80s, and I was a sheltered child. And I will tell you the method that I used that my mama always used on me when I was small. Every time if I go somewhere, mom will say, LaShawna, you could play to the end of that block, but that is far as your ass go.
And
then
you knew better than to go any further.
Right.
Right.
Mainly she'll say, you could play to the end of that block and as far as your ass go, but if you go any further, I'm going to fuck you up.
And back then, your parents had the right to do that.
Right.
Right.
You know, I mean, I've never had to hit any of my children, never. I mean, I've never. One time I smacked Lacey's hand, but she didn't cry. It was more of a, you know, get back kind of thing, not a serious, you're in trouble. I've never had to. But if
my
I
mom
had
never
to
did it.
Or wanted to, I couldn't. You know, my mom, I remember doing things, and my mom, you know, had every right, had every right for the things I was saying for her to smack me. And shut up. And I don't feel like, you know, at the time, of course, I was mad. But nowadays, like, I couldn't punish my children in that way if I wanted to.
Right.
But I don't have
mainly,
to. I'm lucky. But you can't put that fear of God into your kids now because next thing you know, you're going to call from the counselor.
Exactly. But back in the day, even all my friends are sometimes mad at me, but I let them know. I let them know point blank. They'll be like, yo, LaShawna, you want to go somewhere? I'm like, nah, dude, I can't go. I'm sorry. Like, oh, you a little afraid. Like, hey, I'll be a bitch today. I'd rather fight both of y'all than take one ass whooping from her.
Right. Right.
Right.
Exactly. I mean, I remember there were times where my mom, she whatever she could find. And I mean, not in an abusive way, but I mean, like I said, I deserved it. But whether it was a shoe or a phone cord or a hanger, I mean, whatever she could find. I'm coming up with my shoe and I'd run. I mean, I knew. Go to your room, lock your door. You know?
I mean, not me. Not me. Sometimes I have to go in there and take it. I'll be like, oh, shit. I'll be like, go ahead. I'll be like, let me take this ass whooping now so I won't have to worry about it whenever I'll be hiding. Like, let me just go ahead and do it.
Right.
The worst thing I ever had ever. My mom could come at me and I could take it, but, man, I remember one time getting in trouble for playing with matches. I was real little, and I was playing with matches at my grandparents' house. And my grandpa got his belt out, and he had me bend over and put my hands on the fireplace, and I mean, I swear he didn't even hit me half as hard as my mom usually did, and I only got two swats, and it was like my world was over. I was so brokenhearted and so crushed that it was grandpa, and I mean,
right.
You know, that stuff doesn't happen now. I mean, now my daughter gets in trouble, and it's like, okay, give me your phone, give me your iPod, give me your laptop, you know, and that's the end of the world. You know, we didn't have that stuff. My kids do not go outside. What is up with that? When I was a kid, it was go outside as soon as you wake up and be in as soon as it's dark, and that's literally what we did. We didn't
exactly.
eat all day. We were playing. You
exactly.
know, my kids don't leave the house unless I make them.
My mom will have to force me to get me outside. She was like, girl, get your ass outside and get some sun. I'm like, I don't want to. Like, what I say? I'm like, let me go ahead and get out before you scream and howl at me.
Right.
I mean, you remember, James. You remember we used to, like, be outside for so long, and we were so bored that we were laying on the driveway, like picking out pictures in the clouds, and you know, like playing.
I remember. I loved it though. I loved being a kid. I loved being outside. I loved riding my bike. I loved doing all that. But Lala, thank you so much for calling in tonight and for being a part of our show. Thank you so much.
No,
I really appreciate
it. Yeah, it was great to meet you.
And it's great to meet you. And y'all behave yourselves here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, come on. It's
all right.
We don't behave.
James, you're crazy. All right, y'all.
Lashana, everybody.
Round of applause button.
Lashana, Lala. You can hear her every Monday through Friday on AMC Press. Y'all know this, but that are in the chat room, y'all know that. But for those of you who are listening outside of the chat room and listening to us in other places, if you're listening to us on iTunes or on the Stitcher app or, excuse me, or
if you're in the NSA and you're listening.
Right. If you're in the NSA or the TSA or wherever the fuck you are, you can listen to Lashana Brooks every Monday through Friday night on AMC Press. And also, I want to give a little shout out to a new show that is starting tomorrow called Nostalgia Radio, hosted by our one and only Bobby Butler, the awesome boss that is Bobby Butler, at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, because the dude lives in Texas, which is awesome because Jeannie lives in Texas.
Really?
Yeah, that's what he said. That's what he said in the chat room a couple minutes ago. So, everyone, be sure to tune into Nostalgia Radio tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central Time. And I believe that this is Bobby Butler on the line. So let's just say, what's up, Bobby Butler?
Hi.
What's up, Bobby Butler?
Hi.
So you're from Texas, huh? What city?
Carroll.
Oh, okay. So you're kind of on the other end then. I'm real close to Dallas. Other end.
So Bobby, tell us a little bit more about your radio show that you're starting tomorrow.
Well, it's going to be like, you know, the Nostalgia Critic on YouTube?
Okay.
Have you ever been to the Nostalgia page on YouTube? Is that what you said?
Do you know
I'm trying to get there.
The Nostalgia Critic?
I've heard of something like that, but I'm Googling it now.
The Nostalgia Critic is basically where I got the idea for my radio show from.
Okay. Cool.
It's going to be stuff
so
about...
What are you going to be talking about on the show?
Stuff from our childhood, like Power Rangers is going to be...
So, like, talking
Rangers
about...
the second week.
Oh, cool. So, like, the old school stuff.
Yeah.
Nostalgic. I gotcha. That's pretty... How old are you?
15.
Oh, wow. So you probably have to... I mean, I'm not saying it's bad, but, like, do some research then. Because, like, I remember... I'm older. I'm old. I'm an old lady now. But, you know, the things of my generation, the things I remember, you know, the original Transformers and things that don't exist anymore, like Fraggle Rock and things like that, like, probably don't have a clue what I'm talking about, huh? Captain Planet was my favorite old school cartoon ever.
Nice.
I still have my ring from the cereal box. Like, I still have it. It says I'm Earth.
Nice.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So.
Well,
I will have to check out your show then.
Is the link, is it blogtalkradio.com/nostalgia radio?
Yes, it is.
All right. Well, you guys definitely check out Nostalgia Radio tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. That's 12 noon Eastern and 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So you guys definitely need to check that out. Bobby, thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, you're welcome.
It's nice to meet you. We'll check out your show.
I will definitely be checking out your show tomorrow.
All right.
All right. Thank you. Have a good night. Keep listening. The show's not over yet. Bobby Butler.
Woo! So I'm
all
sorry.
Right.
That I know that you like Miley, and I feel bad for dogging on Miley and all, but I really like that girl. I mean, she had some good opinions there. She agreed with me. Miley is a hoe. Okay,
I like Lashana. I do. I like Lashana. I like Bobby. I like everyone that's called in tonight, everyone that's in the chat room. And also, you can also listen to Johnny Dubell on AMC Press Monday through Friday nights as well. So he just kind of did some self-whoring in the chat room, so I'm going to whore him out myself now. So,
nice.
Yeah. Lashana Brooks, Johnny Dubell, Allison Cece, Frodo, Shirley, everybody over at AMC Press, we love you guys. Y'all are amazing. They're our sister channel. They had a show on here for a while, but I had to kick them out so I could do my show. I feel like an asshole for kicking y'all out. I'm sorry. But, you know, it happens. Anyways, we only got, we have about 7-8 minutes left remaining in the show. And one other thing I want to talk about that really got under my skin was UM students, football players disrupt play. I saw this for yesterday.
Is that the Ole Miss?
Members, yeah, just many members of an audience of mostly Ole Miss students, including an estimated 20 Ole Miss football players, openly disrespected and disrupted the Ole Miss Theater Department's production of The Lemery Project Tuesday night at the Meek Auditorium. Just cast members of the play, which is about an openly gay male who is murdered in Lemery County in Wyoming, said members of the audience became so disruptive at times that they struggled completing the play. It says the football players were certainly not the only audience members that were being offensive that night, but they were definitely the ones who seemed to initiate others in the audience to say things. It seemed like they didn't know that they were representing the university when they were doing these things. Now, I completely understand if you don't like something, but there's a couple things you can do. A, you can either shut your fucking mouth and just sit there and watch the play despite the fact that you don't like it. Because the reason most of the football players were there was because they are let me find it so I don't quote it wrong.
I just, the whole thing that when I read the thing about the Ole Miss, I thought it was just disrespectful. I mean, honestly, why would you go with the intent to cause problems? I mean, that's just what's wrong with the world, like, period. Why would you even go if you had no interest? Why would you go if, you know,
it's
disrespectful.
Well, and it says that some of the football players that were attending it was required for them to be there because they have to see so many productions and so many plays a year as part of one of their courses. I wasn't able to read all of it. But my thing is that you can either sit there and shut up and just watch it, save your comments for later, or if you don't like it, get the fuck up and leave. You know, you don't have to be there. There is no one holding your, you know, you're not belted to the seat. You're not bolted to the floor. You can get up and you can walk out. If you don't want to see it, you don't have to see it. I think it's really, I think it's rude. I think it's disrespectful. I think, and it says that the athletic department did issue an apology to the production following, or at the end of the production, they apologized for what they did. But it says that it was only one person from the team that actually went back there and apologized on behalf of the entire team.
I think
that's very disrespectful. They should have gone back there and apologized, despite what their differences are, despite what they didn't like about it, and despite their homophobia and their...
That's what I was going to say. If it hadn't been the topic and if it hadn't been about what it was about, would it have been an issue?
Exactly.
Would it have been an issue if they had acted the same, but it wasn't?
If it wasn't a gay production, if it wasn't something that was based off with a gay character... It would have been totally different. But while, you also got to remember, this is Mississippi we're talking about, part of the Bible Belt, and they are still. I watched on YouTube a couple weeks ago, I watched this thing called What Would You Do? It was an ABC thing, and they had a gay couple sitting in public in, it was either Mississippi or Alabama, one of those two states, sitting on a bench in public, just holding hands and talking and just sitting there, and somebody actually called the police to tell them to leave, even though they were doing nothing wrong.
Yeah. It's not ever, you know, it should just, these things should just be a no-brainer. Treat people the way you want to be treated. I mean, that should be the final thought. Go back to when you were in kindergarten. Treat people the way you want people to treat you. Keep your hands and feet to yourself, like the basic rules. And that's the whole thing. If, you know, these people that were making fun of that guy, they don't have a clue what he goes home and deals with. You know, and how are they going to feel when somebody finds something to make them feel bad? They're going to be speaking up and feeling cheated just like that guy, you know? My thing is,
we're all human beings. We all pay taxes. We all live on this planet. We all work. We all have lives. We're all individuals. Our individuality is what makes us unique. And the uniqueness is what makes our country, is what makes us who we are. It's what makes us
have respect for people if you expect people to have respect for you.
Exactly. The golden rule, do unto others as you would want them to do unto you. I know for a fact every straight couple would not want a gay couple to walk up to them and say, oh, that's nasty. Oh, my God, you're with a girl? That's so gross. Like, I wouldn't want that. I wouldn't want that if I was in a heterosexual relationship. So why would I want that? Why would you want to impose that onto somebody else just because you don't agree with it? You don't understand it. That's the whole thing.
It's been happening for years. I mean, think about the black and white couple that, you know, had to deal with those dirty looks and that kind of thing. I mean, it's all about somebody's prejudiced for something, whether it's for gay or whether it's for a color or whatever. I mean, it's just everybody needs to go back to that general rule of treat people with respect. We all deserve it. Why can't we all have it? Why can't we all be equal and have it all be okay? It would just be great if that was possible, but it'll never be. It'll never be that way because of the world that we live in. Sad.
Right.
So sad.
Well, that was the final thought. We have less than a minute left. Deanie, thank you so much for being here tonight. I've absolutely had the best time. This live show next week will be me and Jasmine. But we need to know.
I'm just kidding.
Might be a threesome. I might get all three of us here. Tomorrow is Saturday. It's the Jake Pentland Show. He has guest Philip Van Cleef tomorrow at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. Make sure you're listening to Guilty Pleasures every Monday through Friday night at 9 p.m. Eastern. 6 p.m. Pacific, and Lips on the Air every Friday night right here on Uncensored Radio. We love you guys.
Thank you
so much for tuning in. You have been an amazing audience. Thank you to Lashana and Johnny, or Lashana and Bobby, and everyone in the chat room. Thank you guys for calling in. Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you guys so much for listening. We love you guys. This is Lips kissing off. Mwah. Good night, everybody.
Bye.